Composers are starting work on some interesting operas. Famed Milan House La Scala has commissioned one based on Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. Closer to the BPP's home, New York City Opera will stage one based on Brokeback Mountain. Neither will be on stage until the year 2011. So since we couldn't hear anything for a while, we could do the best we can do, which is invite a guest to speculate wildly about whether either will make a good opera. Nick Scholl is the opera critic for The Stranger, Seattle's Alt Weekly. Hey, Nick, thanks for coming in.
Hello.
Let us start with An Inconvenient Truth. You've seen the movie. Mm. You've felt the warming. Mm-hmm. Does it have potential as an opera?
I feel like it could go in two directions. One, it could be really like direct and powerful, and it could be like a monodrama where it's just, I mean, essentially it's just Al Gore in the picture, and then like they could have a video screen in back, like showing a montage of videos and photographs.
Or
it'd
be
like
Al Gore
pie
is
charts.
The star and charts.
Yeah,
the,
it'll be pie charts for sure.
So
and then it
bad.
Could also be another, I mean, there could be the other way where it turns into like a Missy Elliott video where there's like a contralto singing Mother Earth and like she's in a big air inflated bag. And then on the side, there's like Julie Taymor like dancing ice core samples or something on sticks.
So someone playing the part of Mother Earth, that would be a bad road to
that
go down, you're saying.
Horrible.
And is that the sort of thing that's more prevalent in European operas?
Absolutely. We call it Eurotrash. Everyone should call it Eurotrash.
What are the signs of Eurotrash?
Oh, just cleverness, like obvious cleverness. It's problematic.
The composer of the Gore opera, Giorgio Battistelli, is he guilty of Eurotrash?
He's very much into more of an experience. I'll call it interactive, but what it really is like sort of a multimedia, sort of multidisciplinary presentation. He has done a lot of works for theater, whether it be like opera without actual singing. He's done tons of stuff that refers a lot to like Greek and like neoclassical tradition. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes to life. He's incredibly avant-garde, very atonal, not afraid of atonalism.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not the most pleasant music all the time.
But is that okay?
That's fine.
Like that?
I think it'll be like more demonstrative. The topic will be more clear because of the tension in the music.
Now, the idea of a presidential or vice presidential figure taking on an important topic, it's not a new one. Very famous opera staged all over the world is Nixon in China. Let's take a clip of the toast scene.
We must seize the hour. We must seize the hour. And seize the day.
Do recent events, what some people call CNN operas, do those, as a rule, make for good operas?
In the case of Nixon in China, the opera was after the events that are taking place in the opera. The topic was not current events at the time. You know, you had comedy sketches were riffing on Nixon, doing parodies of Nixon, and someone had to deal with it in a serious way, like trying to figure out, like, what was Nixon's place? What is any politician's place? What is any person's place in the world? And that's a grand sort of thing to try to take on. It was effective because it didn't try to be newsy. I mean, it did try to be poetic. The text, the libretto is, I think, stylized but still very clear. What I think is very important in modern opera, and especially when you're dealing with time-sensitive, event-based things, is that the singers must be cast in a way that the words come through just crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, yes, we have these subtitles and surtitles over the stage, under the stage, whatever. That's great. But for something like this Al Gore opera to come through, I think it has to be communicative and not clever, and it needs to be direct.
There was another one that might not qualify as an opera. It was called Jerry Springer the Opera. Let's hear a little of that.
Talk to the hand.
It's so tragic, it's so sad, 'cause your brother is your dad.
Talk to the hand.
Oh, Lord.
So that was a little bit about incest. He's your brother, he's your dad. Musical comedy, you think? What do you make of Jerry Springer the Opera?
It's straight up trash. I mean, it's great. I'm interested in the possibility that reality TV could become opera. Like, I'd love to see an operatic treatment of Charm School from VH1,
mm-hmm.
where you have the girls from Flavor of Love,
mm-hmm.
and Monique, and God, I mean, the language alone is just amazing. And
well,
to have that set to music.
I don't know if you know this, but the people behind Jerry Springer the Opera are coming out with, they hope, an Anna Nicole Smith opera.
Oh, cross your fingers.
Yeah. So I sense that you're a fan of the camp, huh?
Absolutely, Mary.
So this brings me to my next point. Now there's a Brokeback Mountain opera. On this show, I mentioned, hey, look at the opera going public. Many gay men like opera. I was deluged with insults. How can you say that? I said, I could back it up with facts. They said, come on now. But isn't it an acknowledgement that the audience is who the audience is? There are a lot of gay men who like opera, so perhaps they're just, not just, but picking themes that might appeal to the audience. Is that an okay thing?
That is That's fine. Actually, what's interesting is the composer who's been chosen for the commission for the Brokeback Mountain Opera, Charles Warnin, is adamantly, like, violently opposed to entertainment. Like, he's obsessed with the idea of opera and art being actually removed from entertainment. It should be intellectual. It should be loftier.
So what do you think it will be like as an opera?
This is something opera is really good at, which is drawing out a poetry that, I mean, people are talking about, you know, what's next? Is there going to be a musical? No, there will not be a musical of Brokeback Mountain because it couldn't seriously treat the subject matter. What's important about Brokeback Mountain, what's important to remember is that the landscape is a huge character. And that's something that can be poetically transmitted by music.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful music, yes. But the composer, Charles Warnin, uses what's called 12-tone music. It's this very sort of complex formula. It's not necessarily pleasant to the ear, but he has these moments where he'll interject a bright spot of tonality that sounds what we recognize as melody, I suppose. In Brokeback Mountain, when you're watching it, essentially it's waiting around for the moments when they touch, like when they're able to be intimate, to be real. And I see those as sort of the tonal bright spots. The rest is tense. The rest is like it's sort of oppressive, repressive. And that would be great. That's what the 12-tone music is for. That's what the tension's for. That's what the atonality is for. I think it could be fantastic. I don't know how they will use the landscape. I keep thinking that where opera's going is essentially the backdrop will always be video because it's economical. It could be really easy to put on. I'm sure it'll make its way around the world. The new general manager or director of the New York City Opera, Gerard Mortier, is incredibly daring. Lincoln Center is going to be the bomb. Is what's going to happen.
Historically, any of the operas that we know that have been around for hundreds of years, were any of them based on current events?
I sort of always point to Marriage of Figaro. It was a play that was meant to comment on the state of the classes at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the play itself was like highly offensive to the upper class. At the time it made it to Mozart's opera, a lot of the offensive sort of class-based jokes, a lot of the sort of nastiness of it had been excised. The state theaters at the time were the province of the rich, and of course we can't offend the rich. It was just a comment on the disparity between the classes at the time, but nothing in the sort of like newsworthiness that we talk about when we say current events.
I'm just wondering or worrying that the Brokeback Mountain Opera will lose to the Crash Opera, and that would be really sad. Because what would a Crash Opera sound like? I guess atonal.
Yeah, it would be atonal and lots of like recorded crashing.
Fear that. Fear it. Opera critic Nick Scholl of The Stranger, Seattle's Alt Weekly. Now, from time to time, Nick also writes an opera blog called Trill. That's TRRILL.com. What is a trill, you may be asking? Take a listen. That's a vintage recording, so it's a little scratchy. The trill in that is the rapid alteration between two notes in her singing, not to be confused with a vibrato. Trilling is hard, and Nick calls that one the quintessential trill. Oh, if you're wondering, the song is about drinking, and yes, it's a trill a minute over here at the Bryant Park Project.